We've never had a capacity limit or a mask mandate for our listeners.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Ted's Day Morning and Steve Harvey, who right now is, taking a pause from his 2-year-long campaign to win over the Whitehall district and working in feeding his family and trying to get his farm under his feet there out in Whitehall, but has taken time to voluntarily come up with something that we have desperately needed. No more than last year's election proved it. Is somebody making sure there were the people, poll watchers, election officials watching over what's going on as we vote. It's been the COVID-19 virus's greatest impact. These elections have been turned into 45-day festivals, and how could you possibly get people? But you've done it, Steve. God bless you for doing it.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Let me just start out real quick. I'll set the baseline here, why this is so important. So right now in Virginia, anyone can publicly get information about who's voted and what their name and address is. And anyone can take that information and put on a mask and go to the registrar's office for that person and just say that they're that person with that address. They just write it down. Nobody takes a fingerprint. Nobody video records who that person is. Nothing happens. They take that ballot and they slide it into the box. Mm-hmm. Now, if that person was not actually that person and the actual voter shows up the next day, they do not give them a ballot and slide it in the box. They give them a provisional ballot. And later, the electoral board will decide whether to only count the cheater, or maybe they will deign to allow your vote to counteract the cheater. That's your opportunity.
And to be fair, you can show nothing that gives you any greater veracity. It's a 50-50 crapshoot whether they choose the less than legitimate ballot.
Oh, no, they can't get rid of the less legitimate one. That one's already in the kitty.
But
they
I'm
can never get
you,
it out.
You can't present evidence that will make it clearer that you're the actual person.
You can show your ID, and they will probably count your vote. Probably. After the election's over, the electoral board meets. I mean, they've already decided who won at that point.
But you're not there when they
decide. Yeah, and you're not there. And they will probably count it because they don't really care at that point. Mm-hmm. But there's no way to reverse that original theft. So that makes it just absolutely, this is new. This is brand new. That was never the case before. We would never have accepted something like that in 2020. This is 2021 though. So everything's new.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's new come January. Okay. So the election is 45 days long. So far we're 36 days in, 23 work days, 9 to 10 hour shifts each day. And I have had to find volunteers to do this because a week before this election started. And by the way, Election Day is not November 2nd. Election Day was the 17th of September.
Yeah,
that was Election Day.
Today is Election Day if you haven't voted yet. So,
yeah, please go vote. Please don't allow somebody to just walk in and say your name and address and put down a vote for whoever they want.
And your point, last year you had to at least show like a utility bill from the address you were claiming you were voting from. Now you don't even have to do that.
I don't even know if you have to spell the name and address right. I'm not sure. I know they don't look very closely.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you scribble on paper and they hand you a ballot.
If you can read upside down.
So this was a massive undertaking. And a week before the election started, I started calling the Youngkin campaign and RPV. Hey, is somebody going to be watching the polls for 45 days? You have like a hired staff of like an army of people. Did you just get like everybody
interns
that works at a McDonald's and be like, all right, now you work here for a month or two? No, none of that was happening. The Youngkin campaign had one person that had signed up, and RPV had two that signed up for two shifts, right? So they had 2 days worth of 45-day election staffed. I was happy to take these, and I started to build the organization from there. We now have 23 volunteers.
That's amazing.
Instead of door knocking, these people are sitting all day quietly behind the poll watchers or behind the poll book operators, making sure that nothing untoward happens. These people are sacrificing days. I have some people that sit there all day long on Monday and Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. They do not go. They are there watching all the time. And they're doing that for your listeners. Every single person, Democrat, Republican, whatever, there are not going to be stolen votes in Albemarle County because of these people.
Right. They are saying, hey, let me, you know, when the mail comes in and these mail-in ballots, did they get the witness signature? You know, what's going on with that? But I'm sure, as I've had happen when I was a poll watcher, I'm sure everything has gone smoothly. Nobody's given them a hard time, right, Steve?
It's been a terrible, terrible experience. And I know I'm trying to recruit people to do this right now because we need more people. We just had three more volunteers eliminated by the electoral board here in Albemarle.
Are you okay? Because I've never seen you look this upset.
I'm really angry. Last Friday, I got eliminated as a poll watcher.
What? Hold on a second here. You got kicked out?
I got kicked out. So I've been doing this for 4 weeks, a whole month I've been doing this already. I've been using a face shield because I'm in there all day long, and I have reasons for not wanting to wear a wet, damp cloth on my face. I'm prior service. There's just particular training you do that makes it so that that's a bad experience for you.
So this is about masks?
Yes, this is about masks.
All right, I tell you what, I'm up against the news here. Can you hang around?
Yes, I will.
All right. Yes, I've never seen Steve Harvey, as long as I've known him, this upset.
If it's important to Charlottesville and Central Virginia,
the second COVID-19 community vaccination site,
it's on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning on a Ted's Day. Playing this for my guest, Steve Harvey, who's been doing the unthinkable, getting 45 days worth of volunteers to be poll watchers in this decentralized nonsense that has become election season. And you deserve a statue, although I see what we do.
No statues, Joe.
So you told us right before we went to break that it has turned ugly in these registrar's offices. And you mentioned masks. So you were wearing one of those clear kind of plastic, you know, all
face shield. It's a face shield. This is something the CDC has said is excellent. This is something that if you go into a restaurant and you look in the back there, the staff are wearing these things. 100% of particulates are deflected back onto the breather.
Right.
It's impermeable. Mm-hmm. That air will not flow at the person that you're directing. So, okay.
You were
Let's
wearing
go back.
One.
36 days, I decided... I'm going to have to be there. I'm going to have to be there a lot. Let's find solutions to these problems. All right, face shield, that's the best way to do it. Went straight to the registrar, said, look, this is CDC, said this is a great way to do this. He said, okay. Weeks go by. I'm wearing this thing. Last Friday, somebody comes running up to me in a very anxious attitude. You can't be in here with that on. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm here to poll watch. You can't tell me to leave. I'm allowed to wear this.
Mm-hmm.
Who told you can wear this? The registrar. And then this woman runs, you know, scurries out of the room to the registrar. He comes in hot, bothered, upset. This is last Friday. Says, Steve, you are not allowed to wear that. I'm the guy running it. Everybody in there knows that I'm the one that has been organizing all of these volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're coming to the leader of the organization and saying, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Why am I not allowed to do that? Well, that woman, the one that just scurried out of the room, she complained, you see, and said that you have to wear a cloth mask. And the electoral board agrees.
The whole electoral board agreed.
I'm not sure what the vote was, but they agreed. And face shields, despite how effective they are no longer authorized. Okay, now that's just me getting kicked out. I did lose one other volunteer that wore a face shield. And this is something that was allowed in 2020 election. This is you know, exceptions were made for people with different kind of respiratory issues or psychological issues or whatever it is that they could wear a face shield because it has great efficacy. All right? There was a rule change, though. All right, okay. I can't be there anymore, but you know what? I was getting most of my work done signing other people up to do this and making sure people are out knocking on doors and everything else. I've got all of Whitehall that I need to staff for the election. I've got other stuff I can do. It feels like they're boots on my neck here by doing this face shield thing just for me. But, and you know, as a veteran as well, a disabled veteran. And there, I feel like the ADA should be calling up, right? The American Disability Act. Like, where is that?
Mm-hmm.
But not for me, I guess.
Now, to be fair, and I'm going to do some CV on you here. This is a guy who's got legal background. You've worked writing laws. You're not some guy who just says this doesn't look right. You know law. You understand public policy. You have had offices in buildings in Washington, D.C., and have helped. So you're not just some guy who just said that looks hinky.
I've been talking to constituents of Virginia's congressional 5th district for about 5 years now. And that was my role, was to direct the congressman at the time, Tom Garrett, and then later Denver Riggleman, what the constituents want, what kind of legislation we should be headed in toward, what's going to get the base fired up, what's the best for the 5th district.
Like, but I'm just vetting the fact
I see this, but I see these changes. This was a change that the electoral board did just for me. This was a complaint about me to get me out of there. Now let's talk about this week.
Well, what about all
so,
the...
So,
what,
no, hold on. Okay. Tuesday morning, I wake up and I get a panicked call from one of my volunteers. I'm like, well, this woman doesn't wear a face shield. She wears a mask. I have to call her back, and she says, I've just been kicked out. And I don't understand what do you mean? What were you doing? She goes, I was sitting there with my mask. They came up to me. They said that mask doesn't work, and you're not allowed to wear that mask. She bought this thing off the internet. She's been wearing it for 4 weeks at this point. She's been one of my volunteers from the beginning. Nobody had a problem with this mask, right? Now this mask is banned. Three other people that volunteer for me wear the same mask. They all quit now. I'm using all of my energy to get people to do free labor to secure our election, and they are picking them off one at a time, finding any little thing they can wheedle in there. The right kind of mask? What are they measuring? Are they going with a micrometer and going, here's the space between the fibers on this mask?
Is there a handout from the State Board of Elections that will explain what their policies are in this? Or is this like Joe Biden's mask mandate, 100 employers, 100 employees thing that's nothing more than a press statement, no real law to it?
I will call you in. I'll call in tomorrow and I'll let you know. The Electoral Board is deciding, I guess, what the definition of a mask is today. Because
you can't make this up. My God.
Well, they've got people in there, the election officials, that are wearing homegrown, they sewed it, they knit it together themselves thing. But my person buys something off the internet. This is politically motivated. Let me ask you,
since you say that, what are all the, I presume there are Democrat poll watchers and folks in all these offices, what are they wearing?
Well, Joe, they have a saying about when you assume. It makes something out of something. All right. Since the beginning, I believe... I'm not 100%. I haven't been there every day. I've been there most days. There have been two Democrats that have showed up to do poll watching. 23 overall. Days of elections so far, 36 days total. Two have showed up. I think we've done 140 shifts at this point.
And they've had two. So hold it. This couldn't have possibly be a case of hold it. They have too many watchers. We need to get rid of them.
I honestly believe. Okay, based on some harassment that I experienced, I believe that the power brokers within the Democrat Party have decided that this election is not going the way they like. That there are far too many Republicans at all of the polling locations across the state.
Aww.
And that they have lost their hold on how all of these ballots are going to be counted. We've got Republicans doing... the actual mail-in ballots this time.
Why don't they just call, what's his name, the publisher guy, Michael Bills, him and his wife, they have money, they could pay for people.
That's an interesting point. Michael Bills' wife actually came to vote with no ID while I was poll watching.
Shocked.
She came in with no ID and it was obvious this was a political maneuver. She wanted to see how the poll watchers would react, I guess.
Mrs. Bills, yeah.
So I get up calmly. I go over to view the experience. Every time somebody votes with no ID, I go over and I memorize every aspect of that person so that if they ever come in again and try and vote with some other name, because they never showed ID the first time, that I'll be able to remember who that person is. That is literally the only defense we have against that kind of behavior. And so I come over calmly and I look, I view the experience. And all of a sudden, The election chief comes scurrying over. This was the second day of the election. Meg Keesh comes running over there and starts verbally berating me in front of... There's only one voter in there. There's one voter. Bill's wife, right? In front of her, this massive donor, the chief comes over and says, "Why are you looking so closely?" Because in an aggressive tone.
Oh, this is this
why
is
are
too
you
good.
Looking so closely?
Hang on to this. I've got to run to a break here, Steve. Oh my gosh, this is good. So Mrs. Bills was there.
Like us, follow us. Just don't touch that dial.
What is it, hot?
Charlottesville's homepage, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, Steve Harvey, and I've got to, you know, my. The Standards and Practices Office at the Joe Thomas in the Morning World News headquarters have sent me a quick note that in my effulent, that's the wrong word right there, boy. It's
opulent?
In my praise of Steve Harvey, I might have sounded as if he was the only, I just meant for Albemarle County, getting people in Albemarle County into all these registrar's offices and all these election sites to be poll watchers is Herculean. I did not mean to disparage anyone's efforts, especially Clarabel Wheeler, who I lauded yesterday for her efforts when I was talking with Hans von Spakovsky, who's been, you know, along with Clarabel, been doing Herculean work, the Virginia Institute for Public Policy, middle resolution. I feel like a NASCAR driver trying to get all my sponsors.
Well, Clarabel, for everybody at the polls that's freedom-minded and trust and justice-minded, Clarabel is called the big guns, and we call her up whenever they start really stepping on us, and we've been calling her a lot lately, Joe.
And it happens. I mean, they'll make up stuff out of left field. They'll just say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you have to sign that with your right hand if you're going to be a poll watcher," and, you know, nonsense that has nothing to do with it. So we got about 5-6 minutes left, Steve.
All right.
So Mr. Bills, Michael Bills, you know, publisher for the Oracle of Omaha. And, big money donor and his wife are the beginnings of this trouble you had with masks.
Yeah, this is a very strange situation. So, like I said, Mr. Bill's wife is voting, no ID. And so the poll watcher, you know, is inclined to go view this. And the election chief, who, you know, nothing unusual has happened. Other people have voted, no ID. I behave the same way with any voter. You know, I'm just going to watch, and that's what we do. We don't say anything to anybody. We don't do anything
poll
like that.
Poll watcher.
Yeah, we're just watching.
In the name.
She comes over and says, "Why are you watching so closely?" in an accusational, insulting tone. And vocally, there's only one voter in the room, and then the poll book operators. And, you know, my heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes. Why am I being attacked? This has never happened before. I have to go wherever something is happening in here. I have to go there to view it. That's my job. And she said, "We are all insulted by you being here." That's a quote. She knows all the poll book operators agree with her, I guess, that I'm there making sure that nothing untoward is happening, that every voter is checking in properly, that the process is being maintained, that only one ballot goes into the box, that they only hand one ballot to each person. That's what we do there. We just
view. Law says the party is allowed to have a poll watcher.
Yes, multiple poll watchers.
So they're offended by state law.
They're offended just by me watching so I guess studiously. I don't know what it was, but it was mean and it was nasty, and this has happened reliably whenever Mr. Bill's wife shows up at the polls and Meg Keesh is there working. And Meg Keesh is the one who has been complaining about all the poll operators. So this is what I think happened. Only two Democrats have poll watched in Albemarle County. Maybe that's indicative of the rest of the state. It's a pretty blue area. There's a lot of Democrats around here. There's only two of them in their poll watching over the course of 40 days so far, 36 days so far. Okay, that's a little unusual. Why am I banned last Friday? Why are three more of my volunteers banned last Tuesday, yesterday? Why did that happen? I think that maybe at the higher echelons of the Democrat Party, they said, hold on, what's going on here? Why are there Republicans just swamping all these election poll locations? And there's poll watchers everywhere. We've got nobody. Okay, start adding. All right, start adding some stress to the situation. See if you can get the ringleaders of them kicked out.
Why don't we just get more Democrats?
Is anybody deviating in any way from?
Didn't they tell us after 2020 we'll just get more Republicans if you want to watch the polls? Wasn't that what?
That's what they said.
Stacey Abrams in Georgia said just get more Republicans in there, and this wouldn't happen.
Joe, that's literally exactly what they said. Why are you complaining? You could be there if you wanted to send someone. You can send someone. So we send people. And they send them back to me. They say, that one's not good enough. Get me a different one. They harass them. I have these older volunteers that immigrated here from Ireland, right? Two of them. They have been gems.
Oh, don't mess with the Irish. How dumb do these people have to be? Time is short, so I want to ask. County executives say anything about this, or is this go higher than that?
Well, it's going to go to the electoral board. They're deciding today if they have a new definition of what masks are. Let me get a plug in here real quick. So I hope that your listeners all understand just how important this is. Now that I'm losing my volunteers, you know, they're picking them off one at a time. I'm shaken, but I'm not shook. All right. We can do this. I need more people, though. I need people that are willing to just be compliant, to just put on whatever mask they give you and just sit there and make sure they're not cheating. That's what I need from people that don't have medical conditions that can actually wear whatever mask they decide today is the legal mask. You just have to be compliant. I need somebody Friday morning this week. I need somebody Saturday afternoon, this Saturday. We have nobody in the afternoon. Next Tuesday, next Thursday, and next Saturday. Those are the days. This Friday,
how do they get
both Saturdays. You can contact me, sharvey2@gmail.com. That's sharvey2@gmail.com. I need people at the central precinct. And then, you know, election day is coming up, and then we have to cover all the precincts. We need poll watchers and everything else for that. Reach out to us. Please get involved. If you're not watching, no one's watching. That's what it's getting down to, because they're kicking them out. My volunteers are dropping by the wayside.
What's the email again? Last one.
sharvey2@gmail.com. Thank you.
Locally sourced. Picked and craft roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.